Let's hear more highlights from this weekend's games on KNIA KRLS. It was senior night in Knoxville, and the Panthers were ready to keep their perfect record intact against Sheraton, live on 95.3 KNIA.
Landon, trying to find room, drives down the lane, lays it up and scores. Blew by everybody there. His fifth point makes it 8-3 Panthers.
Fantastic finishing step to get to the bucket.
Smith now will leave it for Lincoln Norris. Down court to Drake Larson on the left side. Drake looks around, throws it inside to Tristan Stevenson, and he puts it in.
Fantastic look there.
Give Drake the assist. Tristan Stevenson, his first two, and it's 10-3 Knoxville. Here's Landon Norris to Drake Larson. Back to Landon around the perimeter to Tayshawn Connor. On the right side, he'll take the three. Good! Splashdown, Tayshawn Connor. His first points of the night, 21-8 Panthers. Smith looking around as he dribbles across the timeline. Goes to Kobe Higginbotham on the left side. Oh, what a move, and he lays it in.
And even changed hands through the shot.
5 points for Kobe Higginbotham, and timeout called by Justin Nolte. One dribble goes to Kobe Higginbotham, lines up a three, short rebound, put back up and in by Caden Smith. He cleaned it up. Around to Kobe Higginbotham, drives the lane on the right side, through the baseline. Oh, what a pass to Caden Smith.
Very nice.
And he puts it in. That was beautiful for Caden's sixth point. Caden Smith over to Drake Larson. Working on the left side, Caden, a wide-open three. Splashdown, Caden Smith. Well, if you're not going to guard him, you might as well watch him shoot threes. 9 for Caden tonight, 44-27. Now here is Cameron Gibson, stolen away by Landon. I'll make that to Drake. Over to Landon. Look out below. Slam dunk. 10 points for Landon Norris, and emphatically scores 9 and 10 to make it 46-27. Drake Larson on the left side. He'll take the long three. It is good. The iron kind for Drake there, and he's got 9 points, and it's 51-27, and Knoxville is starting to run away with this one.
Final score, Knoxville 72, Sheraton 45. Norwalk and Pella Christian was at each other on Tuesday, and for the Norwalk perspective, we hear from Mike Effner on KNIAKRLS.com, KNIA 3.
Overholzer chases down the board, gets it to Bailey Birmingham. Braylon's going to try it top of the key, and good. Assist Bailey. Three-pointer Braylon Birmingham, and the Warrior leads back to 7 at 20-13. Bailey whips the pass back to Braylon for 3. And look at the passing leading to more three-pointers. And Ava Carlson out ahead for the layup and 1. Ava Carlson scores. Off the turnover, they get it to Overholzer. Could have had a three, passed it up. Finds the hot hand instead. Braylon Birmingham, she's not even touching the net now on these threes. She's got 29, and it's 52-20. Bailey wants a three, no good. It's short.
Oh, Braylon's got it, though.
But Braylon's got the board. She's taking a three. That's a heat check.
Oh, my goodness.
She's still hot, just if you're wondering. Three-pointer good. Her seventh of the night, 34 for Braylon.
Holy smokes.
Avery Thomas will take a three. She had one earlier, and now she's got another one. 2 for 2 on the night. Warriors have the rebound. They're looking to push. Fultz, nice pass, finding Mason Johnson for the layup there, and it's 4-2 Norwalk. Cam Thomas, high post, will feed it to Korselman. Now back to Thomas. Good pick and roll, and Thomas finishes with the left hand. Audrey Pelzer dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it to Fultz. Three-pointer on the way is good for Caleb Fultz. So Fultz continues his hot start. It's 13-5 Norwalk. Pelzer to the elbow to Larson. Korselman with a three-pointer on the way. It's good with 9 seconds to go. Tim Korselman's on the board with a three. Flagel taking it all the way down. Sigrist gets the payback there with a block of his own. Warriors in transition. Korselman takes it to the rack, scores, and is fouled. Stolen away by the Warriors. Pelzer came up with it. Oh, now a nifty pass.
Yes, sir.
I might like to raise the roof again. Fultz
absolutely
with a nifty pass for Grady Sigrist. He scores and is fouled. Yeah, this could be a very pivotal last 2:22 of the half. Warriors get another steal. Here comes Audric Pelzer with it in transition. Kicks it to the corner. Tillman Papkin for three.
Man, it's raining down threes tonight.
Warriors now hustle it down. Pelzer finds Caleb Fultz for the layup. Another good pass. Warriors in transition. Papkin ends up wide open and able to finish over the top of Snyder. A big bucket there for the Warriors by Tillman Papkin. Corner, Papkin, open three. Good.
Yes, sir.
Tillman Papkin with a three-pointer.
Final scores in the girls' game, Norwalk 76, Pella Christian 38. In the boys' game, Norwalk 53, Pella Christian 40. Our final stop is in Oskaloosa, as it was a battle of the Indians with Indianola and Oski live on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner.
Indianola boys basketball on the road at Oskaloosa High School tonight. Hayden Schulte has it top of the key, gets it to Andrew DeWall out at the volleyball line, now into the corner for George Blake. He'll just catch it up and put the three up and hits, knocks it down. George Blake with the triple, and we're knotted up at five. Rebound by Thomas DeWall, finds McGraw. Schulte drives into the lane, puts up a floater off the rim, and falls. Hayden Schulte puts Indianola out in front, 7-5. Back up top to Wall. Oski hustles back. Wilmot has it. Dribbles left side. Picks up his dribble back to McGraw. Thought about a three, but now pulls it back down. George Blake has it. Hits Wilmot. Top of the key. Catch and shoot three for the senior. Knocks it down. Derek Wilmot with the triple. And the big man hits from long range. And Indianola sets up their offense. McGraw has it. Dribbles right side. Goes baseline right to the rim. Can't finish, however. Gets his own rebound. One dribble. Put back shot is up and in. Easton McGraw just bullies his way for 2 points. Now inside Edwards. Tries a spin move to Walls all over it. Shot is up, no good. And the rebound into the hands of George Blake. And here comes Indianola. Finds Schulte. Schulte goes right to the rim. Layup up and in. Count the bucket and a foul for Hayden Schulte. Morrison, Oski, double team. Schulte grabs the ball, finds Easton McGraw, goes right to the rim and slams it home. Easton McGraw with the two. And Indianola's on a big run, leading by 15, 37, 22. Knock straight to the rim. Shot is blocked by Wilmot. Now McGraw has it out in the open court. He goes right to the rim and slams it home. Count the bucket and a foul for Easton McGraw.
Oh, my, and one. Holy smokes. He went up.
Oski tries to save it back in bounds, and that will do it for the ball game. Indianola wins 79-64. That is our final. Indianola boys put on a show.
Final scores in the girls' game, Indianola 35, Oskaloosa 28, and in the boys, it was Indianola 79, Oskaloosa 64. Highlights from Tuesday's high school basketball games on KNIA KRLS.